Hello, and welcome to the Story Partners podcast. We are your hosts, Walt and Annie Maness. We're so glad you're here.
We're a team of storytellers who seek to tell stories that point people to Jesus.
Our Story Partners co-founder and dear friend, Sarah Kerr, was in Cambodia about 10 years ago. She has tons of crazy stories that she shared with us over the years about this time in Cambodia, but this particular story is really encouraging to us, mostly because it's about the sort of thing that we don't hear about a lot in the West and we don't experience a lot in the West. So we thought it was worth sharing with you guys. So give it a listen and see what you think. This podcast episode is called It Worked.
So 10 years ago, I was in Cambodia with a mission organization. During our time there, we met some full-time missionaries that worked with this somewhat of a makeshift hospital where people went when they were really ill or injured. One day we were visiting them, and the missionary that was there full-time said that there was this little boy named Wade who was 8 years old and had some sort of condition. His legs were just, there was no muscle tone. He couldn't stand up. When I touched his shoulder, it's like his muscles were all just really tight and stiff, and he was unable to walk or play or do anything like that. And so he said, would your team be able to come pray for him? I feel really led that we need to pray for his healing. And so we prayed for him. We laid our hands on him and just asked God to heal him and to make him walk again and make him play like a normal little 8-year-old boy. Nothing crazy happened in the moment. We prayed and we then sat with him and talked with him and then we left. About a week later, I was in a market and this missionary flagged me down. It was like, Sarah. He said, I've been trying to get in touch with you and your team because the day after you guys prayed, I woke up and looked out the window and Wade was running with his friends, playing soccer, and riding a bike. And I think my first thought was like, oh my gosh, it worked. Like, I knew that Jesus heals people. I knew it happened in the Bible. I know it happens theologically. I knew it happened in modern day, but I had never been able to witness that in person. It was just so exciting and like it blew me away. And I'm eternally grateful for that experience because it changed me and I got to see firsthand a piece of God's kingdom. I know for a fact that it wasn't anything special we said. We didn't like say these magic words or I don't think I was more full of faith that day than I am any other time I've tried to pray for someone's healing. Wade was healed that day because God chose to heal Wade that day, and it was only by the power of his Holy Spirit, and he used us because we were there and he wanted to use us, but it was nothing that we did. After that, I've prayed for countless people. Some have been healed, probably most haven't, if I'm honest, but that's okay because I know that as disciples of Jesus, we are called to pray for the sick. And when I think about that day praying for Wade, it makes me want to pray for people more, and it makes me want to know more of God's kingdom here on earth, and it's exciting.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. We hope that it encourages you this week.
If you enjoyed it, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow this podcast, as well as rate and review the episode for us. This helps a lot with new people finding us.
We also wanted to give a big thanks to Elijah Delgado for providing our show music.
Elijah is a local artist here in Austin and also our friend. So be sure to check out his work wherever you stream your music.
Did you know that we also produce short films? Subscribe to our YouTube channel to follow those. Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope to see you on the next one. Until then.